My son was arrested when he was 16. He was getting life without parole. So, God's a respectful person. And I'm looking at you all, and that's what my prayers been. So, what I wanted to say that is just, you know, from a mother's heart to you young men, mimic what they are doing, you know, and be somebody that's going to encourage and not put down. Be somebody that's going to stand up for what's right and not follow. You know, be a leader, not a follower. Mimic what's right. Listen to your parents. That's my youngest son. He's in Texas. You know, after Hurricane Katrina, that's where they took us. I'm not even my home. So where my child lives, I don't know the system. Never had to deal with the system before. And so just to be here to hear y'all's stories, I thank y'all. You know, and I'm sitting here thinking, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being here. And to these young men, you know, it's so much more than life. You know, God already gave my child life, and I'm going to speak to that. Just like this, the judges, the lawyers, prosecutors, they stick to their story. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.